Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
First, the historic indictment. Now another unprecedented day in New York City as Mayor Adams is scheduled to be arraigned in federal court on charges that he accepted bribes and illegal campaign contributions from a foreign government. We also heard from both Governor Hochul and public advocate Jumaane Williams, who is first in line to become mayor should Adams resign or be removed from office. Let's get more from Lower Manhattan with our Roger Stern.
Susan, the mayor expected to make his first appearance in federal court this afternoon. But equally important is what happens outside the courtroom. Governor Hochul has the power to remove the mayor from office.
This is a very serious matter that is unfolding.
Later, the governor issued a second statement ramping up pressure on Mayor Adams, saying New Yorkers deserve to know that their municipal government is working effectively, ethically, and in the best interest of the people. Adding later, it's now up to Mayor Adams to show the city that he is able to lead in that matter. If there is a vacancy, public advocate Jumaane Williams becomes interim mayor, telling 1010 Winds Live last night.
I do hope the mayor is considering what's best for New York City.
The mayor is expected in court at noon. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside Manhattan Federal Court.
We also heard Thursday from City Council Speaker Adrian Adams.
The ability to govern must be the top concern of city officials. I remain deeply concerned about the impact of all of this on our city government and on New Yorkers.
Without calling on him to resign, she asked the mayor to seriously and honestly consider whether he can give full attention to deserving New Yorkers. She said the city council would continue to prioritize governing for the people and restoring stability and trust in city government. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said no one's above the law, including the mayor of New York City. The charges, quote, are serious and the legal process should now play out speedily and fairly. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries saying a jury of the mayor's peers will now evaluate the charges in the indictment and ultimately render a determination. In the meantime, he went on to say, I pray for the well-being of our great city. Donald Trump is weighing in and coming to the mayor's defense.
Mayor Adams is facing a five-count indictment accused of conspiracy, wire fraud, and bribery. The feds say this is a decades-long trail of evidence, and former President Donald Trump thinks he saw it coming.
When he talked about how the illegal migrants are hurting our city and the federal government should pay us and we shouldn't have to take them. And I said, you know what? He'll be indicted within a year. And I was exactly right.
Adams says he is prepared to fight this in court and Trump wishing him well.
We have people that use the Justice Department and the FBI at levels that have never been seen before. So I wish him luck.
In the indictment, the feds say Adams racked up over $100,000 in freebie flights, luxury hotel discounts in exchange for favors. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside Trump Tower.
Speaking to reporters yesterday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre sought to shut down the notion that the mayor was targeted over the migrant crisis, saying President Biden has always been clear that the Justice Department is independent. She says the DOJ is handling this case independently. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum explains to us one of the burden of proof facing prosecutors.
The issue involving the newly built Turkish consular building and what role the mayor played in getting the New York City Fire Department to fast-track its approval so it could begin occupancy is going to be the most important factual issue in this case. Did the mayor simply intervene to speed up the approval, or did he know that the FDNY's investigation resulted in problems and he directed them to overlook those problems?
The mayor insisting there was no wrongdoing. Again, his arraignment scheduled for 12 noon today for continuing coverage of the federal investigation into Mayor Adams. Stay with 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. The fight over congestion pricing heads to court today with oral arguments heard in Manhattan Supreme Court in a pair of lawsuits seeking to force Governor Hochul to unpause the Midtown tolling plan. Danny Perlstein of the Riders Alliance says the governor's decision broke the law.
Well, the governor harmed millions of New Yorkers when she paused these essential transit upgrades, and we're looking for her to reverse herself. We need her to fund reliable trains, accessible stations, and to do it in a way that speeds up our buses, speeds up our ambulances, and cleans our air.
The governor has said the $15 toll, which was approved years ago, is too high for the vast majority of New Yorkers to pay, and those outside New York as well. Ahead of today's hearing, the Riders Alliance and others will rally outside the courthouse at 60 Center Street. Clergy sex abuse survivors on Long Island reach a $320 million settlement with the Diocese of Rockville Center. While some steps still need to be finalized, the settlement would benefit more than 500 people who have filed lawsuits against the diocese, saying they were sexually abused by clergy as children. In a statement, the diocese said, for the sake of survivors and the church's mission, it prays that the plan is approved and completed as quickly as possible. New York City lawmakers pass a bill to start using birth control as a way to control the rat population. That legislation comes following the death of one of New York's most famous birds, who had rat poison in his system when he died.
It's not a new approach, but the legislation sponsor, Sean Abreu of Upper Manhattan, said it needs to be tried again after the rat poisoning death of Flacco, the beloved Central Park owl who escaped from his enclosure.
We need more non-toxic, environmentally friendly solutions to pest management in New York City, like rat birth control and trash containerization. With today's passage, I'm encouraged that we are headed in the right direction.
The legislation will create two pilot programs in areas of the city where trash is containerized, with the city's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene conducting monthly inspections. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
The Long Island City offices of City Sheriff Anthony Miranda searched by the City Department of Investigation. That's after sources tell 1010 Winds. Miranda himself learned of unverified cash being held there and reported it. This comes just days after the DOI began investigating the sheriff's office for the alleged improper seizure of cash during the recent crackdown on unlicensed pot shops in the city. So far, no comment from either the sheriff or the DOI.
It's Fun Story Friday.
Hey, if you're looking for a good bagel, head to Queens tomorrow for Bagel Fest.
All I want is a bagel.
The Piazza 31 Club is hosting its fifth annual event with 50 bakers dishing out their bagel best and more. Hashtag yum. Tickets to Bagel Fest are $49 for one of 2 3-hour sessions, 10 to 1 and 1 to 4. Also at City Field tomorrow and Sunday.
It's bouncing time.
Your chance to check out the largest bounce house in the world. This is courtesy of Big Bounce America with Noah Biznick of XL Event Labs telling 1010 Winds.
A normal bounce house you have for a birthday party is probably 10 by 10 feet and fits up to 8 people. We fit up to 350 people per hour.
Because it's 24,000 square feet. Plus,
we have a DJ stage inside the bounce house that has 3 DJs during your session playing games, playing music. We have slides inside, obstacle courses, ball pits, podiums, jousting sticks, you name it, it's inside just that one.
Yeah, they'll have different sessions for different age groups, from tiny tots to adults. Tickets start at $22. You can get them at thebigbounceamerica.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.